that each house of the next shall resolve a motion 半年就可以给你什么五六十一周一三周，过半年这一周就可以给你什么一周或者一周，时间就是对你的一些事情，也是对于你心里心情的事情，对对什么尤其对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对Thank you.
Thank you.
done in the context of removal of a specific president from office. So presumably it would not be ordered to proceed to involve the Chief Justice or the courts in any of these processes in South Africa. Because if you were to do that, it would go beyond the Constitution, if that would be correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything that could confuse us in the party, Thank you.
indicate that the separation of the judiciary from the other branches of government is an important tactic of the separation of powers required by the Constitution and essential to the role of the courts under the Constitution. Parliament and provincial legislatures make the divorce by rule of single meeting. The national and provincial legislatures, the national and provincial executives prepare and initiate rules to request rule agencies. They implement the rules when they have no rulemaking power other than that given by the legislature. Although Parliament has a wide power to delegate legislative authority to the executive, there are limits to that power. Under our constitution, it is the duty of courts to ensure that the limits to the exercise of property power are not transgressed. Crucial to the discharge of this duty is the courts need to seem to be independent. And that is the issue that troubles different individuals so much. According to the Constitutional Court, the separation required by the Constitution between the legislature and the executive on the one hand and the courts on the other must be upheld. Otherwise, the role of courts as an independent arbiter of issues involving the division of powers between the various spheres of government and the legality of legislative and executive action in other provisions of the Constitution will be undermined. And then, lawyers acting for government made certain submission, and the principle of separation of powers was contained is not needed to compromise whenever particular acts required to perform non-judicial functions of the Constitution proceed. This is consistent with what the court case in the case of the Republic of South Africa and others, the South African Republic of the Union and others, when the state and the judicial often lay from time to time carry out administrative crypto's. Another that relates to the performance of administrative function by judicial officers in the doctrine of the separation of powers. The Constitutional Court is consistent with the United States and Australian data. The precise criteria of setting those decisions to establish whether or not a particular assignment is permissible. The courts in both those countries determine the human rights of the relevant considerations determined in various fashion. The Supreme Government, according to the court, sought to distort from the authority of the criteria which are considered relevant to considering whether or not under constitution is permissible to assign a non-judicial function to a judge. Now, whether the performance of the function is more usual or different to another form of government, is subject to greater control or direction, requires the judge to exercise the discretion to make decisions on the grounds of policy or technical, create the risk of judicial entanglement in matters of political controversy, involve the judge in the process of law enforcement, will occupy the judge to certain extent that he or she is no longer able to perform the overall law judicial function. It should be remembered that the judge in the country is a judge for life, and even though the judge is tired, that is still a judge, and is still called upon to perform judicial functions from time to time. Ultimately, the judicial court held that it is undesirable instability and the state of the development of administrative discipline in the separation of powers to lay down the interest for determining whether or not the law is functioning, the judge is or is not in contact with the judicial office. The question is based upon considerations that the law is personal and possibly others which come to the fore because of the nature of the particular function and consideration. Ultimately, the question of 144 is likely to be made as to whether or not the functions that the judge is expected to perform are incompatible with judicial office, and if they are, whether they are contrary factors that suggest the performance of such functions by a judge will not be harmed by the judicial or materially breach the line that is expected to be negotiated under the Constitution of Government in order to maintain the independence of the judiciary. In making such judgment, the court may have regard to the views of the legal judicial direction. Ultimately, the judgment is one that is not itself. The court further said, the fact that it may be permissible to judges to perform certain functions other than the judicial function does not mean that any function can be given by the legal system. There are limits to what is permissible. Certain functions so removed from the judicial function that are performed in the further separation that is being maintained between the judiciary and other branches of government. The Constitutional Court in commented on the Australian case. Wilson versus the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs Australian ILRP. In that case, the Australian High Court reviewed the Australian authorities in the Federation of Parliament. The case concerned the question whether the Constitution permitted the Minister to appoint a judge to prepare and enforce a declaration for reservation and protection from injury or dedication of land of particular interest to the what the service did. It is not incompatible with the holding of the rules, which is what the ministry is setting up for this. So, so the letting office holders become involved as part of the criminal investigative process. Firstly, they can work with the secondary status as a patent to the investigatory and prosecutory functions. Such activities could have been undermined with the reality and adherence of the independence of the judicature, which is there for the course constituted by the judicial judges. They could improve the various decisions and other branches of government. The constitutional prohibition is expected that the executive may not borrow.
Yeah. that I raised my hand to the wrong side. Other permission. small issues of some Estonian farmland, people make some mistakes. Because not going for punching union, that is a criminal case. But it's something very smaller than that. But we can handle some of the issues easier. If we need to have an advocate there, it's fine. I don't think there's a big problem. But I think the point that we're raising, Amber, is that that's the point that we're raising, particularly the case study. But also raised in Parliament and legislature in the change of that we have our points that has to be in a compromised position in the conduct of it. That's why I was saying they can't have a speaker who is a recap charge, who can't have this one with a recap charge, who is a compromiser. Because if they see young, can end up in court. Can end up in court. But yet I tried, and I guess that you're taking the necessary reasons to consider, and I take it to the Rules Committee. Make proposal to the Rules Committee to amend before and see if they can adjust it that way.
Jim, the experience was, in fact, that one of the members was brought before the DC, so was welcome to bring another member to support him, as it could have been a lawyer or could have been another party. So that was the practice as well, to so we could go around to support him. Just on the question of getting an independent advocate to chair, I think it was said clearly that such a person would not be accountable to anybody. And acting on their own devices, and any member of Parliament presiding over such a process would be accountable as a member. If a judge, if ever possible, would be there in the capacity of the judge and with a sense of responsibility of the judge. But for an independent advocate, as somebody mentioned, advocates out on briefs for independent people. So I'm not sure on what basis an independent advocate could perform such a function without being probably paying for the process. Also depending on the outcome, you know, if the outcome goes for or against, one side or the other is going to accuse of political decisions.
Thank you, David.
We are not included in our rule. and therefore it's unjust to say how is it going to end. Is the issue there? Let us go there and propose one, and then lawyers may have their point there, but I think the Oregon state is very useful. Myanmar can come in Yan, then the Yan can be my lawyer. If I happen to appear before the peace for a smaller issue, I was never would have. That would be a shame when the speaker is making a decision. So the smaller issues really that needs us to do is some amendments here and there. They don't need a lot of additional filing, suspension, all that, because of the other process. But I think in my view, that takes it to the host court to motivate accordingly. If there are better personal ones to have the better for us to start with, that is always available for police to assist wherever they think they can make more available to what you are saying.
Okay.
Very useful discussion.
Okay.
And then as far as I know, it is not an issue.
Yeah.
Any issue?
That
it depends entirely on the customer. Maybe we need a week to finalize it with someone. And for all this week, maybe it was the third week of, no, it's already the third week, yeah, the next week. Maybe end of the month.
Yeah.
And give them another week for the host commission. Is it possible? Thank you very much.
Mazzone.
Okay. This is when you are doing for us.